Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. Let's invite Roy out. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners. Join us tonight. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, we have a lot of callers tonight. We have about five or six callers. It looks like they're still coming in tonight. And, tonight, I just want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with the supernatural world as we know it. I know we're getting closer and closer every day to Halloween. Is there anything that you'd like to share about Halloween and about the supernatural that's coming up?
It's interesting. During the Halloween, this time of year, it seems like, the veil seems to be getting a lot thinner, and a lot of these spirits seem to come through. We know that in the past that we've, had some experiences with some of these spirits, and a lot of people think that, ghosts and spirits aren't real, but they're just as real as you or me. And, we're all spirits, and having, a human experience, So,
right.
What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, it's like you say, our body is our shell, as we know it, and that's what carries our soul around. So it's important that we take care of our body and prepare for days like Halloween to celebrate the dead, which was, the original of Halloween was to, it's like the Day of the Dead, you basically give your offerings to the dead and celebrate, for their death. Just a celebration, letting them know that, that there are things greater than our own reality, and that we're going back to the time of a child where we believe that there are such things out there that Hollywood has portrayed for many, many years. And so we're starting to see more and more of that imagination coming out as from our inner child. And I think that's what Halloween's all about, just like Christmas. Everyone believes in Santa and Easter. Everyone believes in the Easter rabbit, So that's, that comes out through our subconscious mind and our imagination as we grow up as children,
That is so true. And, when we were younger, our imagination just would run wild, After we started getting, closer to adulthood, we lost a lot of that. And, and this is where we all have to return, to that part when we were, to feed our inner child, because our inner child, needs nurturing also. And, and that's why we're seeing a lot more people who are, depressed and going through a lot of things in their lives right now, but they're not happy because they're not nurturing that inner child. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I totally agree with that, and I think that's why a lot of people write books, is to help their inner child grow, and it helps their mind to escape into another dimension, just like this book I was reading. It's called Still Metal. And I couldn't believe how many alien races were actually in that book, just from somebody's imagination, with all these mechanical aliens and different races that have come to different civilizations and different worlds and dimensions, you know. So, you know, there is a lot of that that we're going to be seeing in the future of people's creativity coming out.
That is so true. And, you know, what's interesting that, you know, where these different characters, whether they be aliens or unicorns or, you know, all these mystical creatures, you know, how do we know that, you know, they weren't real? And, you know, and people kept telling us that they were, you know, made up, make believe, you know. I feel that, these mystical creatures are going to come through the veil and people are going to start seeing them a lot more than, and, you know, they, a lot of people are going to be shocked and surprised, you know, when they do.
Absolutely. We're already starting to see, I guess they're talking about on the, I don't know if a lot of people believe this or not, but they've been actually talking about these mermaids that they've been finding in the ocean. These dead mermaids that they were, you know, they were showing on the Discovery Channel.
Right.
And what's your thought on that, Roy?
Well, like I said, you know, we were taught to believe that these were all, you know, made up. You know, they weren't real. But I believe that, you know, that's how they were able to get people to and not, you know, believe in this. And now it's starting to come to be. And, you know, and they're starting to surface a lot of these mystical creatures, you know. And the reason is because people are going to find out that a lot of the stuff that we've been taught was not real. It
right.
was made up. Yeah.
I know that there used to be an old friend that you had in the past. His name was Gary.
Yeah.
And Gary was really into a lot of different kinds of movies. And what people like him, what brings out their creativity in their subconscious minds on how they can relate to that?
You know, we know that, you know, Hollywood has made, you know, tons of movies, you know, over the years, and people love to connect with that because they can see characters, you know, in these movies that they can relate to, or things
mm-hmm.
happen in these movies, you know, that maybe even during a past life that they had experience, and yeah, it just opens up your imagination, you know, just like a book does. And
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's just something, these are all tools to help us, you know.
Would you say that they're like archetypes?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of them, yeah. Because, you know, we had all these archetypes that were assigned to us, and we're beginning
mm-hmm.
to learn more and more about these archetypes.
Well, Roy, it looks like we're filling out with a lot of callers. Should we go with the caller,
yeah.
the first caller?
Let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, let's go to the 347 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
Yes, I'm Lucy. I'm calling in from New York City.
And we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
Yes, I just wanted to know if maybe you had something on maybe a past life reading for me.
Wonderful. Adrian, what are you getting?
What kind of past life reading did you want? Like, did you want to know if you were in a certain location, certain country, certain place?
I would say what I would like to know is, do I have any type of spiritual contracts that I might have made that might be preventing me from achieving my potential now? Because I know that some spiritual contracts are made in past lives that we're not aware of. So we'd like some insight on that so that I can maybe clear myself up a little bit more.
On a soul level?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting, the first thing that came to me was, so it has something to do with healing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that you were a teacher of some sort in the Buddhism, but you were like a healer, okay,
mm-hmm.
like a witch doctor.
Wow.
And this was back in Africa.
Wow.
And something went wrong when you were healing someone. Something went wrong with that, and this was a great debt that you felt that you had to take upon yourself. When you learn to forgive yourself of that debt, then your soul contract will be fulfilled, and to let go of whatever has held you back in that past life with a contract that you made with someone that you were, that you felt like you had to help, and this person felt like, you know, they didn't get their service worth or whatever they did, and you did some kind of healing work in Africa, but it didn't, for some reason it just didn't go well like you wanted it to, and you felt like you had to take it upon yourself.
So I might have committed suicide?
I think so. I think that you felt like you failed as a healer.
Mm.
And for some reason you felt like you had to take it upon yourself. And I'm getting that it really affected your health.
Wow.
But I'm also getting that a lot of healers, see, this is the thing with healers, is they take the energy upon themselves. They don't really direct it somewhere else because energy has to go somewhere. And you had the great knowledge of what you did, but this was a really huge challenge for you in Africa because you were trying to heal somebody from some kind of disorder or disease or something, and you took it upon yourself. And you felt like it was something you had to do because, you know, the people were counting on you. They looked up to you, you know.
So how do I kind of move forward from this situation of doubting myself from a past life to, like, the doubting that I feel now with myself? Because I've kind of just, like, brought it forward to this new life, and I can't continue to live like this. This is not appropriate
not
for me to be a
right.
a self-sufficient, happy human being. I mean, this I've definitely pulled the energy forward, and it's not helping me at all. And it can kill
it's
me again
about,
for a
it's
while.
It's all about forgiveness. You ever heard of Kundalini?
The Kundalini?
Yeah, you ever heard of Kundalini?
No, I haven't.
Well, what Kundalini is you write down on a piece of paper what you felt in that past life and learn to forgive and let go of that energy that you have attached to you, that you've taken upon yourself for this person, and throw it in the fire. And when you connect with the fire element, it will basically, it'll wash away and cleanse whatever negative energy that you've taken upon yourself into this lifetime. You've given up, you know, that sacrifice because you felt like you had to make a sacrifice to make other people depend upon you, okay? Because you were a rescuer in that lifetime. you felt like you had to rescue this person. It was a karmic debt that you felt that you had to do.
Wow.
So if you just let that go and let God and let the holy angels, you know,
mm-hmm.
come down and heal you from that and
mm-hmm.
say, you know, I take this upon myself, but I'm ready to let it go, you know, and ready to forgive. And I send my unconditional love to these people who I've hurt or that trusted me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just send your love to them, you know, and just don't take it upon yourself, because that's where all the energy is going, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm seeing really strong with that.
Roy,
is there anything you want to share?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that during that past life, you were always traveling. And, you know, you were like going from one island to another and with your healings. And again, you know, I feel strongly about, you know, what Adrian said, that, you know, you were... you know, a healer at that time, and whatever energies that you might have brought forward into this, you know, time is, you know, part of that karmic wheel where, you know, Adrian just mentioned that you need to cut that, you know, cord, you know, that you had with these people and break that contract that, you know, that you had with them. Because, see, we all came into this reality with, you know, with soul contracts, you know, with people that we dealt with in our past lives and even in this life. And
mm-hmm.
we have to cut that in order for us to ascend into a higher vibration. I just wanted to
wow.
share that with you.
Okay.
Because you got to remember that we're, you know, in 2012 now, and things are moving at a lot faster rate, and it's every, you know, the Earth is going through changes, you know, our bodies are going through changes, and you're starting to see a lot of people, you know, being affected by this, you know, in all different ways, and.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is letting go, you know. And,
so it's not that I'm not to be kind and help people. It's just that I have to release the the sadness of not being able to save one person in the past.
Right.
And how that affected me and, like, my self-esteem right now with my life, that's so little. Yeah, that'll kind of like rebalance me back, because I wasn't able to do it, and I have to come to grips with that.
Right.
Right.
And a lot of it is not just forgiveness for others, but forgiveness for yourself. You know,
for your doubt.
You know, for the doubts. You know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, with gratitude. And a lot of it
mm-hmm.
is being part of the, you know, unconditional love, you know, and part of the Christ consciousness. You know, this all played part in, you know, where we're all going.
Mm-hmm.
And even Jesus said we all have to have forgiveness for ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
As well as forgive others, you know. And I think that when you learn to forgive yourself, you're forgiving others, because you're not holding that grudge that you felt like you had to take upon yourself when you made that sacrifice, because people were depending on you. And even now, you know, people are depending on you. And it's just kind of a circle thing that you're going through, all these past lives. And it seems like it just keeps repeatedly, because you have.
Yeah, I'm in the same thing now.
Same
and it's,
cycle,
it's,
yeah.
It feels so crazy. Like, what?
Everything goes
I mean,
in circles.
Yeah. It's the same thing again. different mm-hmm. people, but the same thing.
The lesson you haven't learned yet. That's
yeah.
why it keeps repeating.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, the universe is showing you something, and
right.
you haven't seen it yet, and that's why it keeps repeating. It's just
you
the
know,
same
I,
thing
I
with
just,
me and my dad.
You know,
we
I
keep
just
running
wanted,
into
yeah.
the same kind of people.
I just wanted mm-hmm. to share something that anytime something keeps repeating like that, it's because something hasn't been fixed yet. You know, you haven't, you know,
haven't
changed
something.
You haven't learned something. You know,
yeah.
nothing's changed mm-hmm. yet.
Wow.
A lot of
we're,
it has
we're
to
here
be,
to learn.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
I'm thankful you're there. Thank you so much, because I
yeah.
wouldn't know what to even think.
yeah.
Whew. I feel bad.
Well, it's no coincidence. We know that, and there's a reason why you called tonight, and these were the messages that we had, you know, that we were inspired to help you with, and hopefully that, you know, can help you to move forward, you know.
Like Roy says, we're here, Earth is just one big university.
Yeah, and we're just
yeah.
all here temporary. This is not our world.
No, I figured that one out.
Yeah.
This is our world to co-create.
Yeah.
Mm. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And a lot
other
of it
than
has
that,
to do...
it belongs to the mundane gods.
Yeah.
Mm.
That we're living in a mundane world.
Right.
Yeah.
And everything is material and everything is money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a mundane God world, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Ra has so much power over this world, because he is a mundane God.
You know, and what's interesting, I was just telling Nathan about this, and I want all our callers and listeners to listen to this. One of the biggest problems that people are having with money right now and not making enough or not having enough is because we all created what they call a money monster.
Wow.
And this was when we were very young. We either, you know, watched our parents or what they were going through or heard something from other people that money was evil. So, you know, why
yeah.
would we want money if it was going to make us evil? Because, you know, they say that people, you know, that are rich, you know, that, you know, they're corrupted, you know, they, you know, they're not there to help people. So, you know, that's what where we created our money monster. So what we have to do is we have to kill our money monster in any way that you can imagine, and then create our money honey. And whoever that might be, whether it be a male for you and a female for me, and then work alongside with your money honey, and that money honey will help you to bring that abundance, bring the kind of wealth or whatever that you desire into your life. I just wanted to share that with you.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, it makes sense, definitely. I see it, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, when I heard it and then I told Adrian about it, he thought, that's so true. And once he killed his money monster, right after that, he got a check for $500.
Mm.
Yeah, unexpected. You want to share that with them, Nathan? Nathan, are you there? Hello, Adrian.
Maybe the fall drop? Hello? I think the call might have dropped, so we're just waiting for the host to call right back in. Everyone can be patient.
Hello.
Yes.
We're back.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello.